This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
A real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Right? That's how you win. You become part of the solution. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, head over to my, yes, you, listen. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's working with us, you, and everybody else to make sure that you get your money's worth. How about that? No, really, sincerely. He's working with all of us to make sure we all make money, that we all benefit from his product, including his employees, which is what we want, right? We want every, as conservatives, as lovers of the country, we want everybody to benefit from what goes on. At least, last I checked, unless you guys got something else you want to tell me, right? That's how we think. That's how we operate. That's what we want to see happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. So go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Right, promo code Joe on your way out. When you check out, you'll save 30% to 70%. And you'll get those things that you want. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, right? Y'all need towels. Unless you're not showering, in which case, I got nothing. Promo code Joe for MyPillow.com. You'll make out. Everybody wins, and you'll get a great product from Mike. All right. This university, or what is it, the Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies at the University of Florida, they're hiring an assistant professor with a strong record of research, teaching, and service. But it has to be grounded. You have to be grounded. It has to be grounded in black feminist studies. Because you know how important that is. If you're not solid in your black feminist studies, then I guess you're not worth much anything. I really don't know. And I really don't care. I don't say that to be flippant, really. But I mean, my God, are you serious? Are you serious with this stuff? In California, they tried to pass a law a long time ago, and they did. It stood for a little bit until it was challenged. Where they decided, you need to have X amount of women, X amount of women of color, X amount of men of color on your privately held corporation or publicly held corporation. So if stocks were available online and this, and you were headquartered here in California, this is just what it had to be. And thank God a judge stepped in and went, yeah, see, you can't do that. These are these are, for all intents and purposes, these are private companies. And he made them stop. But this is just the mere fact that they think, they believe they can do these things is scary in and of itself. I hope you agree. Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies. Honestly, we get a degree now. Who do you get to work for? The successful candidate will complement the department's existing research programs on black and women of color, from a feminist perspective. In addition, the successful candidate will add to the department's curricular strengths in this area with teaching responsibilities that contribute to the major's required core on race. The major specialization track in race, power, and social justice. And the graduate, oh God, you know, where do these things work? In the real world, lay these out for me. Where do they work? Because I can't figure this one out yet. The job description also calls for applicants who specialize in health disparities and equity. Now, that's the description the department explains in its scope. Specifically, the department has 500-plus undergraduate majors, minors, and so on. And the graduate certificate students, the description reads, it also offers a robust experiential learning program, placing 200 students and 30 internships. So, you know, again, this is all about this social justice garbage. Social warrior garbage. Now, previous reports from Campus Reform discussed challenges of women's and gender studies departments at college campuses. They shared a report from the Washington Examiner on the Wyoming State Senate vote that would end funding for Wyoming, the University of Wyoming's gender studies and women's studies department. Right? They said the department was too biased and had too much of a left-wing view on education. Some even said that the program really held no academic legitimacy. Thank God. Somebody with two brain cells that was willing to push back. Isn't that great? I think so, anyway. You know, there might be a disparity of healthcare services, which is part of what they want to talk about. When you're talking about, you know, city to city, suburb, lower socioeconomic areas, I get that. How are you going to make it all the same? How are you going to force it all to be the same without detracting from others? So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm back. I have to stop saying we are back because I don't know if you're with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about the Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies. State has decided, that's at the University of Florida, the state's decided to, actually, in Wyoming where they tried to implement it, the state has decided to not fund them for these classes because they're not classes anybody can use. They have no legitimacy to them. It's about time a legislature, group of legislators, stepped up and said, yeah, no, not having it. Right? Total waste of time. All right. I love this. I love when they do this anyway. The bitter fight over who will serve as Speaker of the House is making some Americans doubt Republicans' ability to lead the House of Representatives at all. I think it's pretty clear that they're unable to govern effectively. They can't even govern their own party. Agreed. You know, whether they were put up to it, whether they, you know, really thought about it on their own or heard somebody else say it, it's true. It's there. Right? Now, Republicans secured a 10-seat majority in the House, 10 lousy seats. Should have a lot more than that. Division within the parties on this, because we have the conservative wing and the old guard wing. We don't want the old guard anymore. It's really that simple. Our government's a bust, Derek said in Washington. See, I think this is government all our lives has been just totally wrong. They're not working for the people. Let's see. Can I play this? Yeah, hopefully he won't swear. Come on, you can do it. That would have been too easy, right? All right, so given the Republicans issue electing speakers of the House, do you believe they can govern effectively?
A little conflict's not a bad thing. And based on past 2 years, I think that whatever Republican is in the lead chair will be a benefit to all of us and make this a better nation.
A conservative approach to government will be better. I'm not sure who's going to end up being leader. I'm pretty sure it'll be McCarthy, but he's needs to talk to the rest of the folks out there and see why they're not voting for him and understand their point of view.
I do not think they will be effective. I didn't say I didn't think they wouldn't get things through, but I do not think it's going to be effective for the country.
I am a Republican, and I have not supported the Republican Party for a while just because of the Romneys and the Cheneys, and I just think that they really need to listen to the people. And
did you hear that? Nothing to do with Donald Trump. Had to do with the old guard.
And start working for the people.
No, I think this government, in God we trust, our government's a bust. I think this government all our lives has been just totally wrong, working for the people.
I think it's pretty clear proof that they are unable to govern effectively if they can't even govern their own party. I am not a fan of party politics, but I think obviously the system is designed for there to be some sort of cohesion, at least within a party in a two-party system. And if they can't even get that done, I have zero hope that they'll be able to do anything effective for the American people.
I feel that there's so many of them that just spend our money like it's water. And we have got ourselves in such a box with spending.
Oh, she's so right. It's not their money. They get paid every week, no matter what's going on. This is ridiculous. And she is right. There's no accountability. Look at all the crazy things they funded in the last omnibus bill that they put out there.
Spending constantly.
They had the same kind of issues in the Democratic Party when Pelosi was going up against Mr. Ryan from Ohio. There was dissent on the Democrat side from the far left, and those folks met with Ms. Pelosi, and they came out to a deal, and eventually they voted for her to get her in as a speaker. So I think in the long run, it'll work out better for the Republicans, and I think it should be work out better for Americans and keep our national debt down in the long run.
And I can agree with some of that. I can agree with the fact that we need to have some of the conflict out there in the open. People need to see what we care about, what we're fighting about, what we want them to do. Right? And there's nothing wrong with that part of it. But the way it's being laid out there and the way they're calling each other names, that's wrong. Because then the other side is picking up on that and running with it. Right? Little conflict isn't bad. It's good. It gets people thinking. And you don't hope. Now, McCarthy's not the guy to do this. I hate to tell you people. He will not govern more conservatively. Not going to happen. And you can pray and beg for it all you want to unless God hits him with lightning. It ain't happening. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5. So what if McCarthy doesn't get it? Right? What if McCarthy strikes out big time? Are they sitting in the wings waiting with somebody else? You know, if you think about, you know, The race for House Speaker, what are we, 4 days of this? Coming up on 5 days, 11 votes? This is the most votes of any speaker race since 1923. The chances of Republican leader McCarthy winning aren't looking good. As people keep moving. Now, McCarthy's speakership ambitions have been obstructed in the past and again now. And McCarthy isn't moving up, he's moving down. Let's take a look at some of the GOP members that watch, and, you know, to watch as this race really starts to unfold and some more arguing starts to take place. Representative-elect Byron Donald out of Florida gave his vote to McCarthy, but then switched gears and picked a Republican, Jim Jordan, who doesn't want the job. Yeah, we're a little stubborn. Being the first member to change his vote, the congressman-elect was later nominated for Speaker. Quickly rounded up support by a majority of the 20 membership. Needs a little bit more than 20 votes. Donald, who was first elected in 2020, represented Florida's 19th congressional district. For the first time in history, there haven't been two black Americans placed into the nomination for Speaker of the House. Now, Representative-elect Chip Roy nominated the black American, if you would, Floridian. Now, if elected, Donald would make history as the first black Republican Speaker of the House. Wow, that'd be cool. The guy you've heard me talk about, Steve Scalise, you're going to have to learn more about him on the other side of the break. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is still without enough votes to become Speaker of the House. The House adjourning Thursday night will reconvene 12 p.m. Eastern Friday. Pennsylvania Representative-elect Scott Perry says It's time for change in Washington.
Everybody knows this town is broken. Everybody knows it. But no one wants to do anything about it. This is our opportunity.
An atmospheric river continues to rain down on California late this week, blamed for at least two deaths so far and triggering fears about flooding. Heavy snowfall, too. It's the latest in a series of wet storms in the western U.S. Los Angeles resident Bryce Zabel says all the recent rains brought California's wilderness along the 101 back to life.
Normally, that is just a dry, parched, kind of depressing drive on the 101 where you just see how dry everything is. Everything is green now. There's parts of that drive that look like Ireland.
He recently drove that stretch of the 101 between San Francisco and L.A. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Move to New York City. That's where it's happening. Crime's gone up over 25% in New York City. Isn't that great? And he's and the mayor's telling you how great it is. Right? Oh, God. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Representative-elect Steve Scalise talking about the people that might be in line behind McCarthy. I actually see him maybe as number one, not number two. And right now he acts as McCarthy's deputy. McCarthy's whip, actually, is what they usually call it. He's been floated as a possible alternative. And this race for House Speaker is going to drag on. Going to keep going. Right? He says he doesn't want the position. Somebody's going to have to step up at some point in time. He's in his 8th term in the House. He captured the attention of a nation when he was the one shot in 2017 by who? Was it by a Republican? No, it was by a Democrat. A deranged Democrat at that. No, they're not all deranged. I know some pretty cool Democrats. Representative-elect Elise Stefanik, they're giving her a shot at this thing. Although she's new to all of this. How can you make her? This infuriates me when people do this. How about a little bit of experience? What do you think? She's a third-ranking Republican in the House. She's not been nominated to the race House Speaker yet, but that hasn't stopped some from including her on a list of potentials. Now, she's been supporting McCarthy for Speaker on every vote. Stefanik has served as chair of the House Republican Conference since 2021, when she replaced former Rep. Liz Cheney. She became the youngest woman ever elected to Congress at a time when she first entered the House in 2014. Youngest woman. I thought Republicans didn't go that way. Oh, yeah, somebody's brought Donald Trump's name today. That was great. That was funny. I know, I don't want him there. He doesn't know the process. He doesn't know how to whip people together, really. Despite expressing support for McCarthy, Speaker Bid, the former president, was named as a candidate today. But he's running for White House. Why does he want to be there? You know, again, Jim Jordan. They've thrown his name out four or five times, and every time he says, I don't want it. So why do you keep doing it? We are a sick lot. It's a privilege. It's an opportunity. We owe it to them, the American people, the good people of this great country, to step forward, come together, and elect a speaker. Yeah, but we're there, too, to make sure that the American populace gets what they should get. Right? That they get the people they need. They get the right person for the job. That we make sure we get the right person for the job, right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Right? What I love, too, when did Howard Stern become a political dog? When is it that we decided listening to him to find out what he had to say about anything in politics? It's just crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hope we're on board. Idaho Supreme Court, it upheld the abortion law after Planned Parenthood challenged it. Now, they issued a decision upholding the state's near-total abortion ban after it was challenged by Planned Parenthood. In a 3-2 decision, Chief Justice Richard Bevin, Justice Gregory Moeller, and Justice Robin Brody decided to dismiss the lawsuit brought by Planned Parenthood against the state of Idaho. Lawsuit sought to prevent the state's abortion law from taking effect. The law was passed in 2020, bans all abortions in Idaho with the exception of rape and incest. And those have to be reported to law enforcement. Physician can also perform an abortion if, in his good faith medical judgment, based on the facts known to the physician at the time, the abortion was necessary to prevent the death of the mom. In the case, the opinion released Thursday, Brody said that the Idaho Constitution doesn't have a right to abortion. Just amazing. The Idaho Constitution doesn't contain any explicit right to abortion. Nevertheless, petitioners argue that certain provisions implicitly enshrine abortion as a right entitled to heightened protection from the legislature. You know, this is all a joke. Right? And the reason I say that is that what you're looking for? You want it to say, thou shalt not smoke cigarettes? Oh, that's a... I mean, do you want the Constitution? You want to lay it out that way? The Idaho Constitution does not contain an explicit right to abortion. I don't think any one of them does. They argue that provisions that, you know, you have a right to make your own medical decisions, you have a right to this right, those are what make it your right. Does not make your right to take a life, though. And that's where we're blowing this thing. This thing needs to be about when is it life. That's what they have to take a stance on. Right? Since Idaho attained statehood in 1890, the court has repeatedly steadfastly interpreted the Idaho Constitution based on the plain and ordinary meaning of its text. That's intended by those who framed and adopted the provisions. Right? I mean, our founding fathers, if you read the notes, they really painstakingly took their time, went over it word by word, by word by word by word, to make sure that they had the right information there. That it's their duty as the judicial branch to sustain the rule of law, not to promote our personal policies. Isn't that great, though? But the Justice Department has decided they're going to sue in federal court, which is hilarious. Because basically the Supreme Court has said, hey, this is a decision by the state. But apparently that's not enough for them. Love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Take an active role. right? And getting informed so you can engage, so you can push back. Anyway, oh, I got all kinds of good stuff here. What are you talking about? Today, you know, you heard me say something to Zoe earlier, which was Governor Newsom came out and said, hey, was it yesterday or the day before? We got this wicked bad storm coming in, and we need you to charge all your stuff today. If you're in Northern California especially, charge your cars, your radios, your whatever you got that's battery operated. Charge it now, charge it now. Why? Because with a storm coming, we may lose power. There's a good chance we're going to lose power. Now, transformers, they got pictures of transformers across California exploding. There's over 100,000 people without power in San Francisco. Uncalled for, unheard of. Right? It's not right. It's not right by any stretch. Tens of thousands of people without power across California after a powerful winter storm system moved in. They call it the bomb cyclone. Pounded the region. Several leaves and dams, levees and dams have either been breached or in danger of breaking. You know, here's the irritant behind this one. The irritant behind this one is that California, since the late 70s, early 80s, there's actually a tax in place to pay for rebuilding these dams and levees and so forth. Right? They've collected over $280 billion for this. They spent a little over 10 in the actual repair, widening, fixing, what have you, of these levees and dams. Why do we keep giving them money? I don't get it. And you're looking here in California, especially after the fires that they've had, when you get this kind of rain, you get floods. You get landslides. You get all kinds of wonderful stuff. And many have been ordered to, you know, evacuate their homes. Good luck. No, many won't do it. They'll still hang out. They don't care. 855-ROAD-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Don't be your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, you really should, you head up to the website, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, join the chat. I love it when they're on there, too. You know, you're exactly right. I mean, go all the way back to the days of Romney Ryan, right? R&R. And Romney would have been a terrible president. Terrible. And now we see with Ryan, actually we see what they're both about, really. I mean, he would have been part of the old guard. He would have been part of the same stuff that we're fighting on a regular basis. Ryan, yeah, Ryan's always been soft spine rhino. You know, just amazing to me. And we need to stop doing it. We need to stop reelecting these people. I don't. Can one of you tell me in the chat room or anywhere else for that matter? Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Or give a call. 877 532 5563, right? I mean, seriously, give a holler. I'd love to know, how are you going to change this? How are you going to get people to understand? How are you going to get people to pay attention? How are you going to make it so people truly understand what their job is, what their role is? You're not without, how do I put this? You're not without blame just because you didn't vote for somebody. Okay? I mean, what are you doing to make sure that some other idiot doesn't get it? What are you doing to make sure that the guy or the girl that you hired is doing what they're supposed to be doing? Right? And that's up to us. That's the only way to do it. It's up to us. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Love to know what you have to think. And once we start taking responsibility, truly, truly take responsibility, not kind of, sort of, but once we truly take responsibility for what we've done, right, by not doing what we've done, let me put it a different way. What we have allowed to happen. How's that? Because that's what it boils down to, is what we've allowed to happen. So, again, I don't know. I don't know how to get people engaged anymore. Many feel like, why bother? It's not going to change. Nobody's going to make a change. Why bother? Right? I don't feel that way. I think you fight, you continue to fight to the very last breath in your body. You never, never, you never give in. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. It just never stops. Their insanity just never stops. Joe Biden or his administration or somebody in his administration pulling his strings has decided to grant mass amnesty and work permits to over 30,000 new illegal immigrants, not at one time, a month. That simple. Do they even care about our workers? Do they care at all? Joe Biden on Thursday delivered his remarks on border security and enforcement. Biden's already blaming Republicans for the failure of his amnesty in disguise, comprehensive immigration reform. More than 5 million illegal aliens have crossed the border since Joe took office. He announced a new app that illegals can use to seek asylum in the U.S. through the CBP One app. We're also providing a new mechanism for non-citizens to schedule appointments to present themselves at ports of entry, facilitating safe and orderly arrivals. Initially, this will be used for those seeking an exception from the Title 42 public health order. Once it's not in place anymore, one will be used to help ensure safe and orderly processing at ports of entry. Sounds good, don't it? Individuals who use the CBP One app will be able to schedule an appointment to present themselves at the following ports of entry: Arizona and Nogales, Brownsville, Texas, Hidalgo, Laredo, Eagle Pass, El Paso, and in California, Calexico, and at the San Ysidro Pass. Up to 30,000 asylum seekers per month from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Haiti will be admitted under Vice President Joe Biden's new immigration plan, while the same number will be rapidly deported back to Mexico for crossing the border illegally. Yeah, sure. You'll never see that happen. It's not going to happen. We all know it's not, right? DHS is establishing new parole process for Cubans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans. It's modeled on the successful, ready for this one, processes for Venezuelans and Ukrainians, which combine a safe, orderly, and law pathways to the United States, including authorization to work, with significant consequences for those who fail to use those pathways. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's all great talk. It's great the way they lay it out. But, I mean, seriously, we have never had the stomach to send them home. We have never had the stomach to turn around and deport these people. Through a fully online process, individuals can seek advance authorization to travel and to be considered on a case-by-case basis. Who's going to go through these things? These are going to be millions of cases. You really think they're going to sit down one by one, go through them, talk to these people, reach out to these people? No, it's not going to happen. And you know it. The announcements come just days before Biden's first trip to the southern border. Right? I mean, he's going to be there on Sunday. Well, he's going to be in El Paso, Texas on Sunday. After that, Monday and Tuesday, he's going to fly to Mexico City to meet with North American leaders. The new process will be orderly and humane, said Biden. Right. Having him come here, living off the government, is very humane. I got that. America First Legal, headed by Stephen Miller, released a statement following the plan to grant mass amnesty to 30,000 plus. Amazing. The comment by the attorney was, today Joe Biden has announced to the world that he's going to further violate, desecrate the immigration laws and borders of the United States. His plan to provide mass amnesty to 30,000 plus illegals a month, flying them or allowing them in the United States outside of the established immigration programs, is an assault on the rule of law. Then get them into court. No, really, people, that's what the Democrats have been doing for decades to us. They use the court system to push back. They use the court system to stop us from doing, and we don't push back. We really don't fight. But it's time to take it to the nth degree. Take it, ratchet it up, heat it up, take a flamethrower to it, and make sure that we fight back and fight back properly. Yes, my heart's pumping. This is modeled after other unlawful programs like DACA. This time they're using parole instead of deferred action. You know, I mean, and again, DACA was one of the programs they came up with. They decided would be a way that, you know, the American populace really would be upset about. But anytime, we are a nation of laws. Anytime you skirt the law at the level they're at, when you talk about the president and the legislative body, it's irritating. Make the law. Fight the law through. And don't give me the stuff the Republicans are stopping you. You've had control many, many, many times. You've had the opportunity to do it. They know what it is, because if they pass it with their votes only, and it blows up whatever it is, like it will, then it's all on them. And we would be able to sit back and say, we told you. We told you this was not going to work. Just like with DACA, an authority that exists only to grant limited relief to specific individuals on a solely case-by-case, this is what they're looking to do. But it's lawless. Right? We need to have somebody fight it. Fight it at the border. Fight it at the courts. That's the way it needs to go down. Like I said, fight the way they fight. Stop trying to play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. Get yourself together. Yes, be willing for that untasteful moment. It's just amazing. Anyway, 11 times. I mean, how do you say that with a straight face? Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull it off. Right? 2 days, 11 times. It's just amazing. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5562. Look, if you got to go, stations.carry, as you always can get us online, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Otherwise, we'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.